Well, good afternoon. I thought I was going to get some more bumpy music, but that's okay. So I'm going to talk to you about what we are doing at Steelcase to help the adoption of AI by using change management as a model. And one of the things I wanted to emphasize to you, and I kind of did this last minute, not the presentation, but over lunch I saw an interesting article from Harvard Business Review that I finally got to, and it's the summer 2024 article. And it talks about the changes that has to happen if you are going to lead in today's society. And the points that they talked about actually are quite germane and align with what I'm going to talk about in change management and adoption. So I'm going to use my notes here. And they talk about how we're not going to have so much of an emphasis for leadership on the hard skills, right? Because when you think about adopting AI, you're going to start having something that automates for you, right? But the soft skills, I call them not so soft skills, because they are actually human element, the human element skills. So a couple of things to think about will be adapt by humility, right? So thinking differently about how you lead and bringing people into that leadership. So that's going to be interesting. Talks about adaptability. So what are you going to do as an individual to adapt to the changes around you? And vision. And how I look at it is that engagement of people to actualize your vision. So you need people to do that, even more so than ever, having to be collaborative in that. And engagement requires that you are looking at opportunities for others to be a part of the solution. So, and that solidifies the humility part. So as we think about this, you know, we look at, to adopt generative AI, we are looking at using a community of practice. How many of you are familiar with community of practices? Okay, awesome. So if you have the video organization, you can use them to help around learning, collaboration, and capacity building. And when I talk about learning, I'm thinking about how for us as a global company, we have so many resources from people who are not within our organization here in West Michigan. So we have to really work to pull that knowledge out. And building capacity around that is going to be so important. There are regulatory things, considerations we have to have. So how we do it here may be different than how they do it in France. So those are important aspects of that. In addition to that, when you're looking at learning, collaboration, and capacity building, around learning, we are trying to demystify AI. Because there is still, even though we see more adoption on the ground level, people are using it on their apps and stuff, still is that fear with an organization, is it going to replace me? So how do you help to demystify that and help individuals see it's a tool and an augmentation to the work? Collaboration, providing the space for colleagues to work, a lot of it is in the digital area of how we do that, but space also means a time. So having our employees engage in this sort of community practice is very important. So we can't say you want you to be a part of it and not provide that space. And then capacity building, when you're thinking about capacity, how do we not only think locally about our COPs, but how our COPs are going to also engage other people within the organization to be a part of that. So the collaboration is not just within our COPs, but our COPs are kind of going out and, for lack of word, being mission-based in that sense and bringing people who are involved in various projects in the organization into the COP to work on projects. So some areas that we have looked at, you know, they're the typical ground floor. What is Gen AI? How do you use it? How do you write a prompt? All of that kind of stuff. But we really wanted to ground our employees on ethics and regulatory piece. Those are the hot buttons, right? How do we make sure it's ethical with whatever we're using? You know, in HR, we think about that a lot. How do we make sure there's equity in how we build our models and how we work with our internal AI, we call it Casey, at the Steelcase case. So how do we build that into but the formula as well. It was so very important. And we truly believe, because we have a various groups from all over globally, and the diversity in that really helps us to really look at things in a different way than we have in the past. So we use the ACCAR model, or a framework, however you want to call it. We really think about, there are a lot of different models. There's the organizational change model, but at the grassroots, how do you get individuals? Because if we go back to the HBR article I talked about how to get individuals being part of the solution, right? And so we like the ACCAR because it works at the grassroots level to help our employees become aware, but they help other employees become aware, right? How do we look at the desire of participating in those and the initiatives, no matter what the initiative is? We have one going now where we're piloting with our interns that came over from tech schools that are working with us to analyze resumes. So how do you strip resumes so that when we get the resume, you can actually reduce the bias of the hiring manager looking at it? So I'm working intimately with a team of two interns and folks from IT to work around those projects. And so we're talking about even gaining the knowledge, and that knowledge that we gain from that experiment, because really COPs are ripe for experiment, and helps us to go the opportunity. And we talk about COP leaders. You know, you can talk to me at break, but normally what we want to do is have someone who owns it, but they're not the owner, if that makes sense, right? And this is just another graph that you can look at on your leisure. Can't take a picture of it, but how we broke it down. So change management is about identifying areas of focus, prioritizing and prepare, and sustainably improving. I call it CAN, building knowledge, building adoption, and solidifying the change management.